This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Whatley on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Again, my name is Scott Whatley. We appreciate you being with us. Be sure and go to HaystackHelpRadio.com. There you'll find all of our podcasts, our referral list, and we decided to combine that where everything would be right there for you. And we are glad to have back in studio with us Dr. Melanie Bond and Caitlin Ornis. They are from Three Aspens Regenerative Medicine. Their number, 303-683-4000. They're located in Highlands Ranch. And Dr. Vaughn, always good to see you.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
And Caitlin, you as well. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. Man, is it so hard to believe that, like, we're going to be talking about Thanksgiving and Christmas? And it seems like we were doing Happy New Year and, you know, a little bit of the February, March. And then we wake up and it's Halloween. I mean, it's just crazy where these months have gone, isn't it?
Absolutely.
It really is. Well, hey, we're going to help you feel better today. And we were kind of talking about during the break here, wow, how long has it been since you woke up and just said, I feel great? Or maybe in the afternoon, 3, 4, 5 o'clock, I feel great. Many of us, it's been a while, if ever, because you know what? None of us are sleeping like we should. None of us are eating like we should. And when with those, just those two things combined, we're probably going to get sick. And that's why some immune systems have been down. But hey, we've got the place that can help you. Again, it is Three Aspens Regenerative Medicine in Highlands Ranch. So, Dr. Bond, first of all, again, glad to have you guys in. Why don't you just take a minute for maybe those that have missed your first few shows and just kind of tell us a little about Three Aspens and your team there.
Yes, so Three Aspens has a wide array of services that we offer, but our team in particular is the most important aspect because we have some nursing staff and we also have two board-certified physicians who have a heavy background in emergency medicine. I am board-certified in emergency medicine and my partner is board-certified in family medicine, but she also has a background in biomedical engineering. Everybody in her family is an engineer, including her.
Wow.
So they're very analytical.
that would be a fun Thanksgiving dinner. Yeah. A bunch of smart people around the table. Yeah.
Definitely. And she's told me a few stories about, you know, some heated conversations at times with some of her siblings.
Sure, sure.
But yeah, we want people to know that you're the focus of our world. I mean, when you come in, we're not sitting here answering pages and phone calls and this sort of thing. I mean, you have our undivided attention, and it's our goal to not only listen to what you have to say as a patient, but to also be clear on what goals are you trying to attain and what can we do to help you attain those goals.
Right. And so you've got Caitlin there and kind of runs everything up front and all. And then you've also got Dr. Emily Rogg.
Yes.
So tell us about her a little bit.
So Emily has a background in working in several emergency rooms throughout Colorado and elsewhere. Again, she's board certified in family medicine, and she also does direct primary care.
Okay.
And for those individuals that might not be familiar with that, that's where you can actually see a primary care physician without having to go through insurance, and you don't have some of the limitations that go along with getting pre-authorizations. Yeah. And these types of things.
I'm telling you, that is a nightmare, isn't
yes.
it? I mean, of course, you guys know I just went through my knee surgeries and all these different things and all the hoops. And I mean, I pay almost $800 a month for just my health care.
Right.
And I got to get all these approvals, go through all these different deals, and then they deny everything the first time just to do it, you know.
Right.
And then to get you to fight it all, and then everything gets worked out. But good night. I think that's a huge frustration level for a lot of people. So you know what? Most of us got like, you know, $7,000-$8,000 deductibles, mm-hmm. you know, so unless yes. something really goes wrong, you know, to come in and pay cash for a visit, man's well worth it. Not have to jump through all those hoops.
Absolutely. And, you know, there's not, and the physicians themselves aren't spending all of their time actually doing all of that processing. They're actually focusing on you.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, also it gives us more free time to actually see what is the latest cutting edge possible therapies that maybe not everybody's using yet, but sure. could be even superior to what is, quote, standard of care.
Right, exactly. Now, let's kind of talk about this hormone therapy, and let's be honest, it's everywhere. You see a lot of ads, you see a lot of, you know, folks do it. But again, I think it comes back to what you just said. You know, we're not saying you can't get some of these same things somewhere else, but you know what? They can't get you guys anywhere else, you know, and the personal attention that you give them and all that, and that makes a huge difference. But let's kind of talk about the hormone therapy, and Caitlin, if you want, you can talk about that a minute and just kind of tell us what are patients, you know, I was in yesterday, you know, talking with you, and boy, a lady came up and she was so frustrated another place she had been, you know, and, you know, and I could tell she was very, very happy with you guys and she was getting some product from you. But so when we talk about this hormone therapy, what are we really talking about?
So I had mentioned previously on one of our other recordings, but I think it's worth mentioning again. When people first hear hormone therapy, I hear over and over, they immediately think they're not in that category. You know, whether, oh, this is just for menopause, just for females, all these different, including myself. That couldn't be the reason why I don't feel good. And we actually started really diving into this because after reading more and more research articles on what's preventative for some of these horrible disease processes when you get older, a lot of it is now theorized to be from a hormone depletion. And now if you think about it from a standpoint, I love how Dr. Bond actually takes the time to explain this to patients as well. You're not watching 19, 20, 21-year-olds walk around with heart attacks, strokes, Alzheimer's, some of these horrible disease processes. And again, I think some of this research is coming out showing the theory is, well, you deplete these natural hormone production. Now, and also in just optimizing it, like she said, previously standard of care was built on lab values and there's a range. Now you could be on the low or the high end, but what we're finding more and more is that doesn't mean you're optimal. You're in optimal meaning your body metabolizing anything or just the way it functions is not to its full potential. Now that's where hormone replacement really comes in to get your body the best building blocks and foundation to come across, you know, really everyday stressors, environmental stressors, really everything. We use all bioidentical hormones, not to be misconstrued with synthetic. There's a huge difference. Bioidentical meaning your body recognizes it as its own. And you then get to bypass some of these horror stories you hear with synthetic hormones that are a lot of the time pushed for multiple different reasons. And so that's we're excited to get more in diving into this. And so, again, the bioidentical hormone approach is really just replacing what your body is naturally depleted for multiple reasons. Mm-hmm. Now, stress, cortisol levels naturally takes up your body's ability to make its own testosterone. So with all things COVID and everything we're talking about, sure. you can kind of deduce that a lot of people are probably walking around really depleted and lower than mm-hmm. ideally what you need.
Right. And Dr. Bone, when we talk about, you know, hormone replacement, many people may think, well, I'm not 70 years old or whatever. But, I mean, can people need hormone replacement? I mean, what's the youngest age you've seen somebody maybe that, you know, you needed?
Actually, in their 30s.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, definitely. That can happen with women who've had kids and they kind of get a depletion in their hormones post pregnancy,
right.
and it doesn't really bounce back necessarily. But if you're in your 40s in particular, you should be thinking about this, especially if you're having like a lot of irritability that's unusual, decreased libido, again, in difficulty building muscle mass and some things like that. Now, when I say muscle mass, I'm not saying like bulk, mm-hmm. like these, you know, weightlifter type guys
sure.
that are on magazines. I'm talking about just being able to like build, you know, or sculpt your biceps. Like, since I met you, Scott, I've been working out just a little bit.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And in the past, I could build my biceps easier. Sure. But as I got older, I was starting to notice I couldn't. But now that I'm on hormone replacement, I'm like, wow.
Right.
This is like when I was younger, it didn't take me much to sculpt my arms or whatever.
Yeah, no doubt.
So, and then the other thing that's important in your 40s, so things like Alzheimer's and other disease processes that start developing over time, but you don't start manifesting the symptoms, it doesn't manifest for a good 20 years sometimes. So if you get on top of things when they start getting depleted, you actually could have the potential to avoid developing that disease process.
And I tell you, just to invest in some good blood work, you know what, even to do it every year, I mean, just to catch something early, because, I mean, today I am leaving to drive to Dallas because I don't want to get on an airplane, because I'm going to see a stepbrother that's been suffering with prostate cancer for a couple of years, and now it's gone to his brain. He's 63 years old, you know. And, I mean, you know, and they just decided to send him home and put him in hospice, and, you know, so he's probably not going to have too long. But, I mean, and looking back and talking with, you know, his brothers and all, he really didn't do a lot of different things, you know, with all the checks and everything, because everybody's busy and you're like, hey, I don't feel bad. And so I guess what I'm saying is I think it's time all of us went to the doctor a little bit more, except when we feel bad. I mean, hey, even if you think you feel pretty good, go get some blood work. You never know what might show, and one of two things is going to happen. You're either going to get a clear peace of mind that everything's good, or, man, you know what? We need to get on this right now, and it's going to save you from a big problem.
Absolutely. I mean, here we live in the one of the most sunshiny states in the country, but yet there's a lot of vitamin D depletion here.
Oh, huge.
And a lot of those people don't even know it.
And I didn't even know, again, reference a doctor I did a show with in Dallas a couple weeks ago on vitamin D. I kind of think of vitamin D as something to do with milk and bones, you know? He went through this whole list of everything vitamin D affects.
Yes.
I'm like, you got to be kidding me. I mean, it is a big deal.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
And it could be a early harbinger of autoimmune disease mm-hmm. that hasn't manifested yet. But
right.
if you can get on top of it, I mean, what a game changer.
Sure. Absolutely. Once again, this is 3 Aspens Regenerative Medicine. They're located at 6660 Timberline Road in Highlands Ranch. Their number, 303-683-4000. And if you, you know, hey, if you're tired of this whole rat race again of going in and, man, I went to a doctor appointment yesterday on my knee, waited 45 minutes after my appointment time just to get called back, sat in the room another 15 minutes. And before I knew it, I was 2 hours for a 5-minute visit with the doc. So, hey, that's not what you're going to get at 3 Aspens Regenerative Medicine. They give you the personal attention that you deserve, and they can help you out. I promise you, 303-683-4000, and it's 3 Aspens Regenerative Medicine. So now let's talk about real quick, a couple more minutes, Caitlin, on... And we've kind of talked about what sets you guys apart, you know, with this. But people have to understand this is a process. You know, we didn't get to where they didn't get to where they are overnight. And again, there's no magic pill, you know. And if you want to go to one of those places, try it, waste your money, and then they'll call you, okay? Because it's a process of getting well and getting healthy and making better choices that we all need to do. So, I mean, how do you kind of set people's expectations with each one? On hey, you know, everybody wants. How long do I need to do this? How long do I need to take this? How long do I need to come here? I mean, sometimes it's just a process. It takes a while, right?
Absolutely. But I do think a lot of people, including myself and Dr. Bond, we've seen those patients where it actually the bounce back is a lot quicker than we thought.
Okay.
And I think this is another reason why we're so passionate about what we do is it's not every day, especially working in the emergency room, that you get to see people feel better.
Yeah.
And rather quickly. And when I say rather quickly, I mean, it is across the board. I've had patients within 2 weeks that will literally just come in just to tell me how great they feel. And they're,
really?
Wow, I can't believe how bad
like,
I felt.
You're like, really?
Well, it's like, you get the game face on, but it's amazing to me of little tweaks too. And what I've run into a lot of the times as well is, you know, if you're motivated enough to call, part of our job also is to get you motivated and to see. And some people, they're gung-ho right away. They're ready to make the change. Others are not. And we recognize that, and we work with them on a, you know, we're going to take baby steps. But I promise you, once you take one baby step, I mean, talking about the vitamin D, a lot of people, I'm trained in medicine, and I'm lost in the supplement aisle. Mm-hmm. And you feel like, oh, I'm going to grab one and feel better. We give our patients the education, and sometimes a tweak of just a vitamin D, they got motivation now because right. they thought, ooh, okay, we're starting to feel it, and then they really want to go for it.
Wow, that's great. Well, ladies, our time is up for today, but we appreciate you being in, and we'll look forward to our next visit.
Great to see you, Scott.
All right, great to see you all. It's 3 Aspens Regenerative Medicine, 6660 Timberline Road, 303-683-4000. And when you call, just mention you heard them here on Haystack Health Radio. We'd appreciate that as well. But if you're looking for that personal care, they respect your time. They want to see you get well. They're going to do what they can to help you with that. So give them a call, 303-683-4000. We'll be right back.
Hi, Jack Corrigan for Len Lyle Chevrolet. Len Lyle Chevrolet is open and safe. It's truck month, and they have the best deals of the year on all trucks and SUVs, like up to $10,000 off on half-ton Silverados. Or come check out the all-new Tahoes and Suburbans for 2021. Len Lyle has been there for 35 years, and low overhead really does mean low prices. Check them out on the web, LenLyleChevy.com. Go east and pay the least. Chevy. Find new roads.
David R. Cishon, certified estate planner and registered financial consultant, specializes in working with people who are planning for retirement and retired clients who want to preserve and grow their assets.
Education is the greatest equalizer is my theme. It's always been. More people know, the better their decisions are, the more comfortable they become. So when people come in, we take, some people say, an excessive amount of time learning about the client themselves, who they are. What are their feelings? I don't care how much assets they have. If their assets are important to them, that's critical to me.
Call now for your free consultation with David Cishon of Householder Group. 720-482-1917. That's 720-482-1917. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Householder Group Estate and Retirement Specialist, LLC, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to the show, and thank you so much for being with us. Again, my name is Scott Whatley. We are very happy to have Greg Bloom in studio. It is barbersfoods.com, and just great meat products. And you've heard about them for several months with John Rush on Rush to Reason. And we want to get Greg here on our show and talk about his products a little bit. So, Greg, again, always good to have you in studio, sir.
Oh, thank you. Good to be here.
All right. Now, we talked recently, and I wanted to hit on a couple of these while you guys have your bison and turkey and chicken and all that. You've got a deal coming up with salmon we want to talk about, and then also your Wagyu beef. So let's talk about that. Is it Wagyu? Is that the proper?
I only know this because I don't want to be a know-it-all, but I lived in Japan for 2 years as an exchange student. So it's pronounced Wagyu.
Wagyu.
Wagyu is how you pronounce it in Japan.
Right.
Yeah. Wagyu.
All right. So tell us a little bit about this cut of meat.
Wagyu has become very popular in the United States for the last decade. Make no mistake, when you go into a restaurant, if you see on the menu that it says Kobe beef. So Kobe is a city in Japan, and it's one of the key cities in Japan that made Wagyu famous because they massage the animals. They feed them a special diet. They get a beer once in a while. I mean, they're just treated like royalty, right?
Okay.
And they produce some really highly marbled, just tender, consistent quality beef. But you're not going to go into a steakhouse in the United States for less than $500 and get an authentic Kobe steak.
Right.
So Americans imported those genetics about 10 years ago and started blending the Wagyu with Angus.
Okay.
And that's a good program too. But the Wagyu that we sell is 93% purebred Wagyu. So when you go to the store and you look at Wagyu, you really need to know what you're buying.
Yep.
You know.
And none of us have ever known that. That's why I like having you on, because you're educating us here on labels and different things. We go to a store, dude, we have no idea what we're buying or where it came from.
Which I understand that, and I understand the frustration of consumers. Like, we really don't know, and so how do you know that I know? Well, I spend as much time every week with my producers as I do with my customers. So I go out to Dan Morgan's ranch in Nebraska. I was out there 2 weeks ago looking at the new calf crop, talking to the kids and the grandkids, and just seeing, you know, what I already knew to be true, but just how they're raising these animals and all about the animals, and just checking them out for you, the consumer, because you got to trust me that I know these animals are being treated well and that this is the real deal and it's just not a label on a package.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, here's the frustrating part, because, I mean, I love steaks and I love my meat, and but you know, it seems like you go to a restaurant, and I don't mind mentioning a few, Elway, Shanahan's, Del Frisco, some of those, and you pay your $100 for a steak, it's really good, and then you go try to buy a cut of meat, and you try to do it, and it's never like that.
It doesn't work, does it?
Yeah. No. What are we doing wrong?
Well, I've been selling meat to restaurants for 26 years, so I know a little bit about the magic inside of a restaurant. So why can't a restaurant sell you a awesome steak experience for $100? And you go home and try to do that home with a retail purchase steak. So there's something called aging in the beef world. So beef cuts and bison cuts need to be aged. And when I say aged, there's dry aging and wet aging. You can go see dry aging in play at Tony's Meats and Whole Foods, and they've got a dry aging cooler. And the meat is losing moisture every day and getting old, and then they have to carve all that off. And that's the way they used to age meat before the early 70s. But then they invented this thing called the vacuum sealed bag, where you didn't have all that dehydration and the spoilage. So now most beef that you're going to eat in a restaurant has been wet aged for at least 30 days. So chicken and fish, you want fresh. Sure. Ground beef, you want fresh. But a steak, you do not want fresh. You want it. We call that green. That's a green piece of meat. As meat is in that vacuum sealed environment, in a cold environment, below 40 degrees in a meat plant or at a chef's cooler at a restaurant, the enzymes and the bacteria are breaking it down, making it more tender, more flavorful, kind of like cheese. You know, do you like sharp cheddar cheese?
No.
Do you like cheddar cheese?
Yes.
Do you like mild cheddar cheese?
It's okay.
Okay, yeah. So mild cheddar cheese has about 30 days of age on it. Medium cheddar cheese has about 60 days of age on it. Sharp cheddar cheese has 90 days or more as those enzymes flavor that cheese. A lot of people think after 40 days, it tastes rancid to me. Yeah. A lot of women don't like dry aged beef. In fact, there's been a national study on this, and they know that women's palate is different than men's. And to them, dry aged beef tastes rancid, like blue cheese, like it's gone too far, like it's starting to rot. And men love it. Like, well, I like that flavor. It must be the campfire days. You're still good to me, Bern. Let's eat it.
Yeah, yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah. Wow. So anyway, the bottom line is when you eat a piece of steak, you're going to want to have aged. So all of the steaks that you're going to buy from Barber's Foods, they're already aged before they're frozen.
Right.
So you can thaw them out and eat them.
Okay.
If you go to a retail store and buy a steak, it's not aged at all, typically. Typically, unless you go into a high-end meat store or you know, Tony's Meats or somewhere where they kind of specialize in meats.
Sure.
But your normal retailer, it's green meat, and you're going to be disappointed.
Right, right.
That's why.
Now, I caught an interview you did with John Rush on Rush to Reason a few weeks ago, and you actually had some folks there in Alaska talking about this, but you got some wild salmon coming in.
Yeah, it's coming in the next week or two. Our orders that we had to pre-book months ago with Taran and Kara, they're the fishermen that we buy from that catch the fish themselves up in Alaska. And so, yeah, that's coming in next week. I have whole fillets. If you go to the website, barbersfoods.com, you'll see whole fillets there. And then you'll see 6-ounce portions.
Okay.
And so people need to order those and get them in their freezer before Christmas, because I don't have those year-round. And they're just the most amazing quality fish, wild-caught fish that you'll ever find from people that we know that caught them. And it's just unbelievable. And, you know, people, they go, you know, a case of fish, how long is that going to last? Well, it's not going to last you as long as you think, because if you just eat fish once a week, in 12 weeks, it's gone.
Sure.
If you eat fish, you know, twice a month, you know, you got 3 months of fish there. But those packages are vacuum sealed, and they have a one-year shelf life on them.
Okay.
So put them in your freezer.
Yeah, hearing their story, you know, how, of course, catching them, their process of doing it, getting it to you, it's as fresh as we're going to get.
Right. Unless you go catch it yourself, which is fun. I've done that. You've done that. Yeah. It's a great time. But have you ever done this? Have you ever calculated the cost per pound of the fish after airfare? And
no doubt. Yeah.
But you know, it's more about the experience. But exactly. I mean, so if you want to catch fish, go catch fish. But if you don't have a couple grand in 2 weeks.
Yeah, no doubt. Absolutely.
Five plus.
And for those that maybe didn't catch you in another segment of stuff, just kind of talk about what makes Barber's Foods different.
Well, different it would be we're locally owned. I grew up on a farm in Colorado. I've been in the meat plant industry for 26 years. I've worked in six different USDA inspected meat plants, so I have an insider's viewpoint and knowledge about how meat is processed and where the animals come from and how they're treated before they're slaughtered for meat consumption. So we are different in that we actually know the families that raise the animals. Anymore in the retail store, you'll see pictures of families on the meat label owned by an international company. It didn't come from their farm. Mm-hmm. They've been paid some marketing dollars to put their picture on that bacon or on that ham. They didn't raise it. I mean, they're probably raising animals for that program, but they didn't come from their farm.
Right.
It's just a marketing thing.
Yeah.
Whereas it's not marketing. The families that raise our chicken, the Pittman family, they're actually raising the birds and slaughtering the birds and air chilling the birds.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so it's not just a marketing thing.
Right. Well, Greg's been kind enough to give us a promo code that you can go to their website and put in. It's simply Haystack. At barbersfoods.com, it's going to save you 5% on your order. And, man, you offer a great deal for folks if they buy over $250. I mean, we can come pick it up, which we said, hey, that's the way to do it.
Sure.
That's just better for everybody. But you'll also deliver to them here locally in the Denver area if it's over $250.
That's right. So we're easy to do business with. Yeah. Just go online and order it, and we'll call you and figure out how to get it to you.
And, you know, I don't even want to use the word competitive pricing. Man, your prices are awesome. I was expecting it to be so much more when I first heard you on John's show. And then when I started buying from you, I was like, man, this is a great deal.
What do you think, the average retailer has to mark up the meat to pay for that store?
Sure.
They've spent millions of dollars on that store.
Right.
They got employees with benefits in that store, as they should, you know, but they have to mark up meat typically 30 to 50% to make it work so that you can go in there and buy. So we're going to save you money buying in bulk direct from us, and then it didn't go through, sit on the shelf for 3, 4, 6 days, people handling it, putting it back, turning it over. You know, the product that you buy from us hasn't been out of the package since it was packed at the plant.
Okay. Wow. Again, Greg Bloom has been our guest. It's barbersfoods.com. Again, family-owned company. They know their producers. As I just mentioned, great pricing. And, boy, if you're looking for a gift for someone and, of course, for your own family, I hope you'll go to barbersfoods.com, put in the promo code Haystack, and you will save 5%. And, again, as he just talked about, this is a very, very good price. So to save 5% is a really good savings for you. And, boy, they're right here local, right over by the National Western Stock Show grounds there, and you can pick up there as well. And just I promise you, folks, when I talk about delicious, their bison we've done, their brats, their bacon. My wife did the turkey burgers recently. I've got to get this, and I'm going to mess it up again. Is it Wagyu.
Wagyu. You're getting
Wagyu.
It. Wagyu.
All right. Yeah. We're going to get that. Now, another thing on your website, you show recipes as well. So
yeah, we do.
Because you've got a lot of experience in knowing how to prepare this.
We do, and we're going to be adding some more. But, yeah, there's, you know, there's getting good meat, and then there's, you know, not ruining it. You know,
yeah, exactly.
People sometimes will call me, like, Greg, this steak I bought from you, it was terrible. I'm like, well, how'd you cook it? And like, well, I put it low and slow in the oven for 2 hours. Like, you ruined it.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's a lot of great cooking advice now on the internet.
Sure.
But there's also a lot of good information from us. So
If
you're not sure how to cook that brisket or how to cook that tri-tip or how to cook that Wagyu ribeye, just call us.
Yeah, call.
Just call us. We're a small company. We'll just tell you over the phone how to cook it.
And what's the number?
303-466-7338.
Right.
And that number, you can call and leave us a voicemail, or you can text us too.
Okay.
That number. So
great.
It's both. Yep.
All right. 303-466-7338. Again, it's barbersfoods.com. Put in the promo code Haystack, save 5%. And folks, I'm telling you, you're going to be glad you did. So, Greg, as always, thank you very much, sir.
Sure. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
We'll be back with more right after this.
The hard part of my job is getting the case ready for trial. The really fun part of my job is going to trial.
Call the personal injury attorney who enjoys going to trial, Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law.
The thing that people need to do when they're talking with lawyers about trials, ask the lawyer that they're talking to whether they like to go to trial or not.
Although most personal injury cases settle outside of the courtroom, you want an attorney who stands ready to represent you at trial.
The reason that we say trial tested, trial ready is because we do enough cases that we are always ready. And it's like anything else. You ride a bike or, you know, you shoot trap. If you do it often, you're still in good regular practice on it. If you do it once a year, not so much.
Trial tested, trial ready. Personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh. Call today for a free, no obligation consultation. 303-806-8886. Flesh and Beck Law. They get results.
Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at Enchanted Kitchens. At Enchanted Kitchens, it's all about the magic of design. Whether you're remodeling your kitchen or building a custom home, Enchanted Kitchens offers a full-service design center with multiple product lines to meet any budget. And right now, when you mention Haystack Help Radio, you'll receive 15% off your Europa brand cabinets. And after you visit their experience center in Englewood, you'll get a no-cost, no-obligation in-home design consultation. Hey, after all, the kitchen is the heart of every home. Call Enchanted Kitchens today, 303-376-7588. That's 303-376-7588. Enchanted Kitchens is a member of the Haystack Help Home Team.
Denver's Afternoon Rush. Rush to Reason is coming up at 3. Now, back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. If you're just joining us, my name is Scott Watley. We are glad you're with us. Glad to have Casper Stockham with us.
Yes.
Casper.
Yes, sir.
Man, you're a busy man these days.
I'm very busy, but things are going well, Scott. You know, we're really excited about what's going on in the community right now. We're talking to a lot of folks, Democrat, Republican, unaffiliated. There's an app that the party uses and the Republicans use, and it tells you, you know, soft Republican, hard, you know, Dem and all that stuff. I don't use the app, and I'm not saying don't use the app. I'm saying we as Republicans have to get a large percentage of the unaffiliated voters and even some Democrat voters in order to win.
Yes, sir.
There's not enough Republican voters, registered voters in the state to win major races. So we have to reach out to the unaffiliated voters. So when I'm in the neighborhood and I'm mainly there, so my team is out with the other walkers putting literature on doors and stuff like that. What I'm doing is I'm knocking on every door that I come to, and I don't even care how they're registered.
Sure.
And I say, look, my name is Casper Stocke. I'm running for Congress in this district. I'm running against Ed Perlmutter. I stand for safety and security. I stand for putting an end to, I stand for getting our kids back in school safely. And I stand for putting an end to the rioting and looting and chaos and mayhem that's going on around our nation and even in our state capitol.
And who wouldn't say, sign me up?
Well, there have been some that said, no, thank you. And I was like, wow, that's which one do you know? You know, but some have said, no, thank you. But I say that, and then I said, look, I'm your last line of defense between all that foolishness and your home. Can I put a yard sign in the yard? And I've had Democrats say yes. I've had unaffiliated say yes. So we're getting out a bunch of signs. I get comments every day. People say, man, I saw your sign over here, over there, you know. So we're getting really good exposure. We don't have near the money my opponent has, but we've raised more than the last two races in this in City 7. Okay. And those guys are both friends of mine and stuff, but I think they would be happy that I'm raising more even than they raised. So we're doing well. You know, we're doing some radio spots now that are running on some more Latino-leaning stations because there's 20% Latino population in City 7. It's only about a 1% black population, so, you know, there's not a lot of effort in that area.
Right.
But we definitely want to get the Latino vote, so we've got the endorsement of La Prensa paper. So we've been in there for the past 2 months, we've been running a quarter page ad there. So we're, I think we're looking good.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, and I was just mentioning this before we came on air, but I mean, you know, what I've enjoyed, you know, getting to know you these last couple of years is, I mean, you're just a real guy. Cause I mean, let's face it, to do what you're doing and to live this for 24/7 to do this, man, something's got to be burning within you to do this. Or you'd just be like, and I'll just say the rest of us, where we just, hey, we'll vote, but man, I ain't got time to do all that and spend all that money and try to raise money.
It's
so
taking,
you care is what I'm saying.
Yes, yes, I do. And it's taking a toll on my family. You know, we're a solid family. You know, my wife and I teach marriage counseling and coaching and stuff like that. So we, you know, we know what to do and how to do it. So I always make sure my home front is solid.
Mm-hmm.
But we've had some challenges. You know, we've had the same challenges everybody else had. You know, when COVID hit, you know, I was making income in one area and I had to totally switch to another area because that area went away. It just literally went away, right? So we're facing all those type of struggles. And then it's funny because I'm the only, well, I received the Republican nomination in City 7, but I'm having Republicans spend money against me in CD7, and I'm the only Republican candidate. So I think what's happening, Scott, is that they may have realized that, wow, he could actually win that race.
Yeah.
And they're saying, do we want Ed, or do we want to, you know, do we want Casper to really beat Ed, or do we want to just keep Ed? Because Ed is no problem for them.
Yeah, no threat.
Yeah, he's no threat to them. But I will expose a lot of the foolishness because I'm not about foolishness.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care where it's coming from. So, you know, I call out the establishment a lot because we're not doing what we need to do to save our country.
Right.
You know, we talked about this earlier. I'm just watching this slip away from us. I'm watching my state slip away.
Mm-hmm.
I'm watching my company, country slip away. And I'm saying, where's the fight? That's why people like Trump, because at least he's fighting.
Sure.
He may not be saying it the way I would say it or the way you would say it, but he's saying it. He's out there fighting. He's scrapping with them,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that's what a lot of Americans like. So I have said this throughout the entire election. I was a little scared during COVID, but I'm back to where I was pre-COVID.
Okay.
I am confident that President Trump is going to win the popular vote and the Electoral College vote.
Yeah.
And it's going to be... It's not going to be neck and neck close. It's going to be a decisive win because what's going to happen is around the nation, there's going to be all kinds of court battles and everything else. And that decisive win is going to turn into a win, but it's going to be like,
mm-hmm.
you know. But if it's neck and neck on November 3rd, that's going to be a problem.
Yeah.
Because they're going to find a way to have him slip, slip back from that.
Yeah. Why do you think there's just... on the other side, just such hatred. I mean, I can get not liking a guy. And like I say, he does some things that you and I wish he would do different maybe. But overall, man, you want that guy fighting for you.
Right,
but
right.
Man, I mean, he is hated.
Well, he's hated because, so a normal Republican would recoil from all this, you know, from these attacks, mm-hmm. you know. They wouldn't engage or they would recoil from it. But Trump is like, what did you just call? Oh, no. And then he fights back.
Yeah.
So all that does is get them to say, you know, we have to push harder. So they're pushing harder against Trump than they ever would against a Ted Cruz or, you know, somebody like that. But he wasn't hated until he came down the escalator.
Mm-hmm.
He was loved by the black community. There are images and video and certificates that the black community has given present. Well, at that time, you know, just Donald Trump, the business guy. For years, Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, Muhammad Ali, Jay-Z, Spike Lee, any of those quote-unquote famous people, they all had pictures of them hugging
mm-hmm.
on Trump. Not just like, you know, standing side by side, you know, oh, I got to take a picture with this guy.
Yeah, not a photo op. I mean, I mean.
Hugging on him like he's their woman or something. I'm like, I mean, Spike Lee is on Donald Trump's chest hugging on him. They're just taking a picture. I'm like, that's not how you respond to somebody that you claim is a racist,
mm-hmm.
right? You know, if he had to take a picture with David Duke, right? Okay, they wouldn't be shaking hands. They'd be standing maybe side by side, but you know, not even touching.
Probably social distancing.
Social distancing, right? Even back then.
Right.
But they're hugging on this man, and then they turn him into this racist whatever, over stuff he said, which, again, not the way I would say it.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of stuff he said is absolutely true. It's just the way you know, his he doesn't filter stuff. He just says, boom, it's like this. And you're like, ooh, you shouldn't have said it quite like that.
Yeah. Again, Casper Stockham is with us. He is running for the U.S. to U.S. House to represent Colorado's 7th Congressional District.
Yeah.
And how can people help you? I mean, we're coming close, man. So what can people do right now to help you?
Yes, yes. We're down to the wire. I'd like to think that we always like to finish these races in the black, not in the red.
Mm-hmm.
And we're doing well in that area. There's still some social media advertising we want to do. So we still need just a little bit more funds to get over that hump. So if they want to donate to the campaign, $5, $10, $20, whatever, they can go to Casper4Colorado. It's F-O-R, Colorado.com. So they can donate there, obviously. The biggest thing we need right now are people, Scott, to kind of help us get these yard signs.
Yard signs, yeah.
In the past, I haven't been too excited about yard signs, but this cycle, it just made a lot of sense mm-hmm. for me to get those signs out. And we have got so many comments about the yard signs because my yard sign has my picture on it, and that was also intentional.
Sure.
And the expert said, oh, you don't want to put your picture on it. I'm like, okay, you're the expert, right? Okay, I'm going to do the exact opposite of
what have you won?
yeah, I'm doing the exact opposite of what you said. So, it's been great, and we've got a lot of exposure in the community. And I had name recognition before, but it's much more now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I'm confident we have enough to win. You know, it's just looking really good, and my opponent's in the basement. He refused to debate me this cycle. And some would say he doesn't need to, and I'm saying he's scared. Because when I'm your sitting congressperson in CD 7, and the party on the opposite side puts up an opponent, you know, for the general election, I have no problem debating him. Because I'm going to be busy doing so much work in the community and stuff, they're going to be hard-pressed to find someone that's going to be able to knock me out of that seat.
Yeah.
So I will debate anyone anytime about any issue, and I definitely would give the opponent the recognition to at least debate them during the general election.
Mm-hmm. When all this COVID stuff started, I mean, I kind of get it at first. Nobody knew really what was going
right.
on. How long did it take you to really see that some of these numbers, you know, we were being led down a wrong road?
I started, you know, the question mark started popping up about 2 weeks in.
Yeah.
Right.
That's what I tell people too.
And about three weeks in, I'm saying, no, come on, man. Tell me what's really going on. Because what you're saying is not making any sense. Because
mm-hmm.
they scared us half to death. They said, look, if you don't go home right now, you're going to just fall out on the street and die. Right. So it's okay, I'll go home. 2 weeks in. Okay, so when can I go back to work? Because like, you know, I need to make some money here. And they're like, nope, not yet. Okay, so when? And that's when I started asking, when can I go back? And they never had the answer. They could never tell us, okay, when the numbers get to this point, then we can go back to normal. They and still have never said it.
Still, yeah.
Still to this day, what, 6-7 months in, we still don't know when we can go back to normal. So I said, you know. And then in the end of April, I said, May 1st, I'm like totally done. I'm moving on with my life. I'm going back to mm-hmm. campaigning because we had stopped campaigning.
Sure.
You know, I said, nope, that's it. I'm going back. Any group that meets, I will meet. I'm hugging. I'm shaking hands. I'm doing everything that I would normally do then I'm doing right now. So if we have meet and greets, we meet in person, not on Zoom. I'm not going to do a meet and greet on Zoom and stuff like that, which is, you know, that's how my opponent is campaigning. We're campaigning in person. We go to the doors, knock on the doors, and I'm never wearing a mask. I stand about 10 feet away from the door, so I'm not trying to be causing any issues.
Sure.
And some people come to the door, and they look out the door, and they say, you know, they
do the motion, like, where's your mask?
It's just like, where's your mask, dude? You know, it's like, you know, it's a pandemic out there. And I'm like, okay, well, I guess I'll go to the next house.
Right.
You know, but a lot of people, even Democrats, they come to the door, they're not wearing a mask, you know, they want to engage in conversation. I said, is it okay to shake your hand? They said, oh, yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, most people out there that I've run into are tired of this stuff.
Oh, no.
And they're ready to move on. And I just hope they realize the only way to move on to a better situation is not to go back into a a Biden-Harris administration to pull us back into something that's just unsustainable. We need to move forward with President Trump.
Sure. Casper Stockham is our guest. We got to take a short break. When we come back, I'd like to get your feelings on our governor.
Oh, yeah.
And what went wrong.
All right.
Except when we elected him.
Get my barf bag going.
You're listening to HStack Health Radio. We'll be right back.
Rates are like a roller coaster lately. Are you concerned about the future and how to protect your home? Do you want to become mortgage safe? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. With home values still at their highest level ever and rates at historic lows, now may be the best time to be prepared if the economy changes. Last time, many of our friends lost their home when it was unnecessary. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Many of our clients have the ability to tap their equity should the economy change, all without having to borrow the money now. We can show you how to access your equity in these uncertain times to give you peace of mind and allow you to focus on what's important, your family. Call Affordable Interest Mortgage at 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. We are locally owned and operated since 2001. Our reputation of putting you first with straight answers and listening are unmatched in Colorado. Let us help you protect your home. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where it's all about you.
Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. And not just my friends, but truly, the staff at Lone Tree feels like part of our family. Since 2002, they have provided the very best care for our pets. What we love about Lone Tree Vet is the services they provide covers all of our needs, from preventative care, dentistry, pain management, cardiology, dermatology, and eye care, as well as emergency and critical care. They also offer veterinary surgery and orthopedic care. And when you need to get away, they have a fantastic boarding lodge and a cat boarding lodge that is amazing. If your pet gets to go along, they can even assist you with your travel health certificates. And when your dog needs a little extra instruction, check out the K9 Academy. They helped us so much when we got a new puppy last year. And then, of course, there is a spectacular grooming salon that you and your pet will love. All of this and more at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. Oh, and check out the blogs to help you become a better parent at LoneTreeVet.com. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they believe that all pets deserve to have a good life. Call 303-708-8050. That's 303-708-8050. It's just one stop and all the care you need.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Again, if you're just joining us, my name is Scott Watley. Glad you're with us. It is a privilege to have Casper Stockham in with us. Casper's running now for the U.S. House to represent Colorado's 7th Congressional District. I hope you'll go to casperforcolorado.com. Hey, donate a little money there. Help him out to finish this thing up and to finish strong. And it will be great to see the news covering your press conference on a win, man.
Yes.
That'll be awesome.
That's going
to
be exciting.
I'm going to come to that event. They canceled the Western Stock Show several weeks back.
Yep.
I'm involved with the International Sportsman's Expo in January that we do every year. And heard that the governor wanted to keep the beds that were built in there until December 31st.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've heard that.
I didn't hear that.
So that's one reason they had to cancel the International Sportsman's Expo. The designers and all those people that set up all those deals, they went out of business because there's nobody to do. So what kind of grade do you give Governor Polis for how he's handled?
Is there anything, G? It's worse than F. He's like a G. It's like, really? So, first of all, putting beds into a potential money-earning location is the stupidest thing you could ever do. We have tons of vacant, large vacant buildings around this state and even in the, you know, in the Front Range.
Mm-hmm.
Put it in there. There's nothing going on in the building.
Right.
Don't put it.
They don't need to be downtown in the convention center.
In the convention center? How stupid is that?
I know.
And, you know, and then they never used them.
Right.
Set it up, spend tens of millions of dollars a sale.
I heard price tag of $33 million. Now, I don't know if that's right or not, and I'll clearly say that.
We do know it's multiple millions of dollars that they set up this facility only to not be used because we never overran the medical facilities.
No.
And that was the initial reason why they said, you got to go home because we're going to overrun the medical facilities. And then the story changed. You know, it just kept changing, and that's when all kind of question marks are popping up in my head. But, no, I give him below a failing grade, him and the mayor of Denver, and unfortunately even the mayor of Aurora and a lot of these other city officials, they did not handle it well, and they're still not handling it well.
No.
I wish that it would at least change and they start doing it. Now we know.
Sure.
Because we know what the death rates are. We know how, yes, contagious. Okay, it's contagious, but most people have it, don't even know they have it.
Exactly.
So if that's the case, then why are we going through all these gyrations and stuff?
Mm-hmm. What about all the different protests, and whether you want to call them peaceful protests or whatever you want to call them? How do you look at that and how they handled all that as well?
Well, any of us who support the Constitution definitely support peaceful protests.
Yeah.
But as the second that you destroy someone's property or harm someone individually or put them in harm's way, you are in violation of the law and you need to be arrested.
Mm-hmm.
So all the things that they just turned a blind eye to downtown it just makes your heart hurt. You know, I went downtown when all this stuff was going on. I kept doing live Facebook Live posts. And I would film the graffiti and tearing down the statues and all these different things going on. And then Stefan did his awesome documentary, Denver in the Chaos.
Yeah, he did.
And I'm in that, right? In fact, I'm the last voice you hear before it goes to credits. That film has gotten over close to 100,000 views now.
Wow.
So they have mishandled all of that, and they're still mishandling it. And they are the reason why our economy is struggling. It's not the president.
Mm-hmm.
He wants those businesses, churches, and schools open. He's been fighting with them to reopen the schools. And they said, oh, my God, you can't say we have to reopen. Yeah, reopen the schools. What are you doing? Our children are the least affected by this virus. So have young instructors and teachers teach the children, who are also not that high of a risk factor,
right,
of them dying, right? They're going to catch COVID, maybe, maybe not. There are still people in the medical profession who are around COVID patients all the time, and they have not caught it yet. Now, they're wearing PPE and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But still, there's no reason for us to not open up our churches, schools, and businesses immediately. Full capacity, restaurants, full capacity. Yes, some people are going to catch COVID. But right now, if you notice, Scott, there's not a lot of claims of deaths from COVID.
Sure.
Those claims have gone way down.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they're still touting this, you know, this death rate of 200-something thousand people or whatever it is. But we also know that that's a padded number. Because how many people have died from the flu this year? We don't know because we're not counting that anymore.
Exactly.
but there's like 100 people that die from the flu every year. 100-something thousand, excuse me. People die from the flu, so how many have died this year? I don't know, 10, you know.
Exactly.
We don't even know.
Mm-hmm.
So we know those numbers are padded. So they have used COVID in a very strategic way to control us.
Right.
And I'm going to keep shining a light on it, whether I get elected or not. I'm not going to shut up about it because it's a travesty what they're doing to us.
No, it really is. Once again, go to CasperForColorado.com. Help Casper out. And when I say help Casper out, you know what? Help us out. Help your country out. Help your city out. And we need people like Casper in a position to be able to help us, to hear our voices. And, man, again, we just appreciate so much all you're going through, you know, to try to make this happen as well.
I appreciate it. Did you know that there are right now over 30 black Republican congresspeople running for office nationwide? Over 30.
That's awesome.
That's awesome. Now, it's not about a black thing, but what it is about is disproving the narrative that the Republican Party is racist. Well, if the Republican Party is racist, why did they nominate 30 black congressional candidates to run against the Democrats this cycle if the party is racist. Now, what's not happening is we're not getting support from the party.
Yep.
Most of us are not getting any support. What the party should have done, once we got to the general, and we're the general candidates, and they say, wow, we got 30 of them this time, they should be promoting us. Out of every Republican's mouth in D.C., they should be saying, we want those 30 here. Help us get those 30 here.
Sure.
Even if they didn't donate a lot of money, they could still shine the light on us and say, we want those guys here. Mm-hmm. Because once we get there, everything changes, right? The Congressional Black Caucus that is 100% Democrat, well, now we got a Congressional Black Caucus that's Republican as well. Now we have something to fight with.
Right.
And now we start changing the narrative.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got about 3 minutes left. So just open it up and tell our listeners what you will bring if you win this race, which we hope and pray you will. What will you bring to this 7th Congressional District?
What I'm going to bring is a heart for the people, for real, not this fake political stuff. And I wish it was just one-sided fake political stuff. You know, but we talked about this. It's not.
That's true.
It's all over. So I'm going to bring a authenticity to this office that hasn't, I don't know if it's ever been seen in CD7, mm-hmm. but definitely in our state. And I'm prepared to take the heat, and you know, but I'm just going to shine the light because I'm a Christian conservative. So I don't have a lot of fear in my life. You know, fear doesn't control me. Somebody said, well, why would you do that? Because they're going to attack you. Okay, well, bring it on. You know, I've been attacked by Republicans in this
you
race.
Get attacked anyway.
I get attacked anyway, right? So what difference does that make? So, yeah, I'm just going to bring some transparency and some authenticity to this office, and also some help for the people that need it the most. Mm-hmm. Right now, they are fighting for another stimulus package. The reason why we needed the first stimulus package is because they shut our country down.
Yeah.
If they opened our country back up, then, you know, by the time they figured out the stimulus package, we probably wouldn't need it.
Sure.
Right?
No, you're 100% right.
So why even go there? Let's focus on getting our country reopened immediately. Mm-hmm. And then if they want to fight about some stimulus money or whatever, they can knock themselves out. But in the meantime, there are mom and pops that are being shut down. You know, we talked about the stock show area and vendors and stuff who have now gone out of business.
And restaurants have gotten a lot of attention. But, I mean, there's been restaurants that have been around for years and years and years that lost it all.
Yeah. And look at the there's a restaurant down in Cherry Creek. I just saw it.
I just saw that. I just read too, but I can't think of the name.
I just saw it,
where it came across that were closing.
Yep, they're going out of business. They've been there for, 30-something mm-hmm. years or something mm-hmm. like that? So there are a lot of families and businesses like that that need our help, my help, like immediately.
Right.
So that's what I'll be doing. I'll be making sure that those businesses survive. And my opponent is definitely not focused on them. Real quick, I was doing an interview in the inner city on a podcast, and I said, look, you guys can't vote for me because you're in Denver and I'm running in City 7. But when I win in City 7, I'm going to come back to the community that's not even in my district to help, because that's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about going over there to Jefferson County and then, you know, they never hear from me again. I'm going to be back into the community because that's the area that needs help the most.
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, Casper, a privilege to visit with you, sir.
Yes, sir.
Our prayers are with you, man. Let's win this thing.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. Casper for Colorado.com. Folks, get out and help. And, hey, if you can help, contact them through the website there, and they can use your help to go out and put out some yard signs, different things like that. But, hey, if you got some extra money, Casper for Colorado.com, go on and donate. I want to thank all of our guests today, but mostly thank you for joining us here for Haystack Help Radio. Hope you have a great rest of your day, and leave it right here on KLZ 560.
The views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.